Welcome to The Tasting Glass, a segment of the Tap Room exclusive where I give you a taste of what's brewing in the craft beer world. I'm your host, Dean Zarbaugh. Today's show is brought to you by Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News. Follow Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News on Facebook at facebook.com/NEOCBN. Join me at Avon Brewing Company on July 18th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. as we taste some of the beers that will be featured on the show and more. Ask me questions, provide feedback, and most importantly, we can enjoy some tasty craft beer together. I'll see you at Avon Brewing Company on July 18th. Rick Armin of Ohio.com and the Akron Beacon Journal is reporting that 18 Ohio breweries have won medals at the 2018 U.S. Open Beer Championship. Cincinnati's Brink Brewing Company placed second overall. For a full list of winners, check out Rick's article on Ohio.com. Rick also has the details on Destination Toledo's upcoming 419 Ale Trail. The trail will feature breweries from the 419 area code. As of right now, the trail exists in website form with hopes of a passport program to follow soon. Read Rick's article on Ohio.com for more information. Canton's Royal Docks Brewing Company is celebrating Christmas in July on July 25th. Join them at their tap room and kitchen for a special tapping of their tasty Yuletide Christmas Ale, followed by a hog roast from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tickets to the hog roast are $30 and can be purchased on Eventbrite. For a link to the tickets and more information, visit Royal Docks Brewing Company on Facebook. Hey Rheingeist fans, Puma's back. Their Pilsner, first brewed way back in 2014, will start hitting shelves and taps this week. It clocks in at a cool 5.2% and 40 IBUs. Be on the lookout for Puma soon. Maze Valley Winery and Craft Brewery is holding a beer dinner on July 23rd. Join them for a 5-course meal featuring mouthwatering foods paired with Maze Valley beers. The cost is only $40, including all 5 courses, beer, tax, and gratuity. For the menu and more information, visit Maze Valley Winery and Craft Brewery on Facebook. Youngstown Cityscape is undertaking one of its most ambitious and coolest projects to date and needs your help. They are seeking to relocate and renovate the Welsh Congregational Church on Elm Street. Join them at Noble Creature Cask House in Youngstown on Friday, July 20th for the campaign kickoff. Project details will be unveiled and a portion of beer sales will go towards the campaign. There will also be raffle prizes and a 50-50. For more information, visit Noble Creature Cask House on Facebook. Elevator Brewing Company invites you and your pooch to enjoy craft brews and raise money for Canine Companions for Independence on Sunday, July 15th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Elevator Brewing Company will donate $1 from every pint sold. There will also be raffle tickets for sale and some really great dog gear. The event is free to attend. Check out Elevator Brewing Company on Facebook for more information. Hey listeners, spend Sunday, July 22nd at the Phoenix Brewing Company production patio tasting IPAs and pale ales. Duncan, their head brewer, will teach you their history and differences. Here's what's included in your $25 registration. A flight of samples, a pint of your choice, tons of knowledge, a tour, and a slice of pizza. Register by sending an email to red@phoenixbrewing.com. No need to have attended any previous beer schools ahead of time. Check out Phoenix Brewing Company on Facebook for more information. Join Crooked Handle Brewing Company as they go purple for the longest day on July 17th. Crooked Handle is donating 10% of the proceeds to the Alzheimer's Association Miami Valley chapter for Alzheimer's care, support, and research. Join Crooked Handle Brewing Company and the Alzheimer's Association in honoring those facing Alzheimer's disease on July 17th. Visit Crooked Handle Brewing Company on Facebook for more information. Hey Cincinnati, Westside Brewing Company is holding their Cheers for Charity event on July 16th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. 10% of all sales will benefit the Westwood Civic Association. Head over to Westside Brewing Company's Facebook page for more information. Hey listeners, do you like IPAs? Well, then you're in luck. Check out the first IPA Fest put on by Cleveland's Working Class Brewery. The event will offer different flavored options of their Aviator IPA. The flavors that are being offered are jalapeno, pineapple, mango, blood orange, grapefruit, and cucumber, with all 7, including the regular Aviator, available in a specially priced flight. Visit Working Class Brewery on Facebook for more information. And last but certainly not least, Ohio Brew Week begins today, July 13th, and runs until July 21st in Athens, Ohio. Visit OhioBrewWeek.com for more information. That'll do it for this week's edition of The Tasting Glass. Be sure to check out my latest episode featuring Matthias Hauk of Avon Brewing Company discussing the Barista Blonde Ale at thetaproomexclusive.com. You can subscribe to the show on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. Follow the show on Twitter at Taproom Podcast and like the show's Facebook page at facebook.com/thetaproomexclusive. As always, this is Dean Zarbaugh telling you to please drink responsibly.